Yo, this is Jamel, and 2019 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, but it was also the most rewarding. I had to learn how to accept that I don't know shit. So now I have a lot to learn, and I want to live life on the edges where comfort doesn't exist. IDK. So here we go. What you want is already yours, and don't worry about the how. So there was a time where I wasn't working and I was underemployed for like a long time, like 18 months. Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. I really thought that was the hardest time of my life until 2019. During that time, interview after interview, rejection after rejection, you can imagine I got super down. My self-esteem, my self-worth was low. And it wasn't until I took a leap of faith, I bought a ticket to Los Angeles, everything changed. And within 2 months, I got an offer. I got two offers, actually. I learned to surrender that what I want was already mine. But you have to let go of the how and like not worry about it. If you truly believe that what you want will happen and allow God, the universe, or whoever to take care of the how, you will receive what you want. This goes to the law of attraction. So the energy that you put out is the energy you get back. Karma is a bitch, they say. But if you aren't, then your karma won't be either. This was powerful for me because it unleashed the potential that to my spirit that really anything is possible. I truly believe that. I know it sounds superficial as fuck, but once I believe truly that something is already mine to the point that I don't need it, it came to me with ease. Whatever I want, we can get. I mean, so much has happened in my life that came to me with ease once I felt like I didn't need it. I got promoted at work. Here I was, not working for a long time. I get this amazing job. And I get promoted, not really working so hard to get promoted, but understanding that I am operating on a level that is above where I currently was. And then the promotion came. It was really like losing 45 pounds. It wasn't until I wasn't trying to lose weight, but just working on being a better person and a better me that the weight started to come off. There's so much doing this podcast. For those who don't know, I used to have an online show where I talked politics and pop culture, and then like that ended. I have a passion for entertainment and being in front of the camera and just also being talent. And it wasn't until like experiencing what I thought was a very hard time that grew this opportunity that I'm talking to you right now. I didn't need it, and it came to me with ease. You know, it's about lifting your vibrations to a point where the things that you want, the shit that you want will come to you because you're already operating like you have it. And I don't know. I don't have the answers at all. I'm just telling you what worked for me and was working for me.